USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Another batch of classified documents were discovered this week at President Biden's Delaware home. A White House lawyer says the pages were turned over to the Justice Department. New York Times correspondent Charles Savage has been on the story.
The biggest question raised by this on its face is, why did the White House say on Thursday, hey, there was one more record found in the space next to Biden's garage? And then it turns out there were six more pages of classified documents found next to his garage.
Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to examine the matter. Ukrainian officials are reporting a new round of missile attacks in Kyiv and Kharkiv. The strikes damaged several buildings and sparked fires early Saturday, but no deaths were reported. The attacks follow Russian claims that its forces seized control of the eastern Ukrainian town of Soledar. The Ukrainian government denied Moscow's claim on Friday. A new policy at a pair of overseas schools removes activity involving any close contact.
According to a report from England, two schools there have banned students from having any kind of physical contact. Officials at the Highland School in Chelmsford, Essex, in England, told parents that students were not allowed to participate in any aggressive contact, which includes hugging or holding hands, saying that the school will not tolerate any physical contact within our community. The school said they do wish children would make really positive friendships. So far, the school's gotten very positive feedback regarding the new policy. I'm Corey Myers.
Thousands of people braved the rain for a protest in Tel Aviv Saturday night. The rally was in opposition to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government's proposed changes to the country's judicial system, CNN reported. Police estimate at least 80,000 people showed up. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is Glucodown, manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. Glucodown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All eight flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search Glucodown, GLUCO, down.
Lisa Marie Presley's autopsy is complete, but the family will have to wait for a toxicology report. Lisa Marie, the only child of Elvis Presley, died on Thursday after suffering sudden cardiac arrest in her California home. The toxicology test will reveal if there was anything inside Presley's system at the time of her death. She was 54. New York's mayor is spending the weekend in Texas.
Eric Adams is visiting the Lone Star State as New York City struggles to deal with the large number of migrants and asylum seekers that have traveled to the Big Apple. Adams will visit several cities in Texas and make a few stops along the U.S.-Mexico border. New York is looking for state and federal help in dealing with the nearly 40,000 migrants that have made their way to New York City. I'm John Schaefer.
Prince Harry's newly released memoir, Spare, is now the fastest-selling nonfiction of all time. During the first day of its release, Spare sold nearly 1.5 million copies, blowing away previous record holder Barack Obama's A Promised Land, whose first day sales totaled less than 900,000 copies. Avatar: The Way of Water is topping the box office for a fifth weekend in a row. The science fiction sequel is currently seventh highest grossing all time. Rihanna is dropping a teaser trailer for her upcoming Super Bowl 57 halftime performance. In the trailer, she says, "It's been 6 years since a new album is dropped." The halftime show is sponsored by Apple Music for the first time, changing from previous Pepsi sponsorship. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.